Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, let's just kick things off with an overview of what's happening in the grain industry.
You look at prices in the grain industry, they've stabilized. Corn's going up, the others are kind of sideways, but there's still a lot of risk and uncertainty. And as far as I'm concerned, it's probably the most potential risk and most uncertainty I've seen in about 40 years. You've got the value of the U.S. dollar, that index, it's up to 108. You go back 6 months or so, it's down 95, 97. Go back several years, back 15, 20 years, we averaged in the 80s. So you've got that high dollar in there. And then you've got the U.S. economy, inflation, but the economies around the world in inflation, and that creates uncertainty and risk in the commodity markets. You've got outside money that came into the commodities, started out about 6 months, drove wheat prices up over $13, corn prices up, bean prices up, and then they took that money out of these commodities and the prices came back down. And so you've got that open interest, which is about average now, but relatively low what it was a few months. And you've got tight world stocks for wheat, corn, soybeans, rice, the commodities around the world, those stocks are relatively tight. And then you've got the drought problems all around the world this year. We're having drought and that's reducing the harvest. And with tight stocks, it's higher prices and creates risk.
That is a lot to consider as we're mapping out this picture. Also, Russia's war against Ukraine. How is that continuing to impact the conversation?
Well, from a commodity standpoint, Russia's exporting, Ukraine's exporting. This week, a rocket hit an export elevator for Ukraine. So it's stabilized, but that risk and uncertainty, it could blow up in a nanosecond. And who knows what impact you'd have there.
And also in the conversation the last couple of weeks, China and Taiwan, how's that factoring in?
Well, it's out of the news right now. I haven't heard much about it lately, but it's an underlying risk. If China comes in and invades Taiwan, who knows what that going to do to our transportation system, to our commodity prices. It could drive them up or it could drive them down.
With all this in mind, how are prices looking about right now?
Well, relatively stable. You look at wheat prices, you get into July, they were down around $7.80. That's been the bottom. They've been as high as up around $8.75. If you're looking at forward contracting for 23, you got a 25 cent basis for that July 23 contract, or you can take the current price and subtract 40 cents. You've got corn. Corn's been on a tear the last few weeks. You get in there, it's down around $5. It got up around $7.40 or so, backed off a little bit, but corn's on an uptrend, and that's because of the crop condition. Corn crop conditions have continued to deteriorate. That's that drought we were talking about. And then you got soybeans. You got soybean prices, I talked up to $13.13, and they've been in about a dollar range over the last few weeks.
And so what kind of guidance do you have for producers amid all of the things you talked about underlying uncertainty?
Well, there's a lot of risk in the market, and that means you've got higher input costs. It's going to cost you more to produce a commodity. You may want to change commodities, work with your extension economist in penciling out which commodity gives you the highest odds of a positive return. You're a farmer, you've got to produce, you've got to have commodity to sell, and don't worry about price, worry about getting a quality product on the market, and the market will pay you a profit, at least in the long run.
Well, great context, Kim. We're glad we have you, and we'll see you again next week.